Let us pray. Oh, loving God, we stand here before you and we thank you. We are so grateful to you, Lord God. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. God in flesh among us, we thank you. And so now speak a word for us, Lord God, a word of hope, a word that we could live by, a word that we need for such a time as this. God, we're listening. Your children are listening. So speak now because we're listening. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, because you are our refuge and our strength. You are our Savior and our Lord. Amen. Well, you know, my brief reflection title is Christ Will Return. Amen. And this is not a joke or some made-up story. Christ will return. Scripture reminds us in Matthew that it says in Matthew 24, but of that day and that hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were so, were also will be the coming of the Son of Man. He says, therefore, watch, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. Do you know that, folks, God could come right now? Jesus could return right now in this place. We could be caught up to meet him immediately. And if we that could happen, are we ready? Let's think on that tonight. Right? That he will return. He says, but know this, that if the master of the house had known what the hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Right? If the master of the house knew when the thief was coming, he would have locked the doors. So do we. We don't know when Christ is coming. So what does that mean for us? It means that we have to be ready all the time. Right, friends? We have to be ready all the time because we don't know. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Isn't that awesome to think? I mean, it could be awesome or it could be frightening. Can it be? Right? Because if you're not ready, you could be frightened. But if you're ready, you're not that frightened. Maybe a little bit. Because who knows what's going to happen. And so we see this in Matthew. There's some end time telling us about the second coming. We know that Jesus has already come, right? He came as a baby. That's what Christmas was all about. You know, God in flesh, dwelling among us, vulnerable, becoming like us. But we know he'll come again. And because he'll come again, we have to be prepared. Revelation reminds us. And one thing in Revelation I want to highlight, you heard the text read. There was a vision John is getting of heaven. John got a vision of heaven. Right? John was on the Isle of Patmos. And he's going to be one of the disciples, the only one who lived to an old age. And he's going to get a vision. And Jesus is going to be talking to him. And Jesus is going to say certain things. There'll be no more weeping, no more mourning. He's creating this place for us that is going to be wonderful. And then he says to him, he says, I am going to make all things new. But then he says, write this down. Write it all down. That means this is not a lie that he's going to return. Write it down, he says to John. He says, write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. That I am coming, these words are trustworthy and true. That I will return. In the Message Bible, it says, write it all down. And I like what the Message Bible says. It says, each word is dependable and accurate. He says, because I'm what? I am Alpha and Omega. I am what? The beginning and the conclusion. There is no one other than him. And when he says he's going to return, church, he's going to return. He's going to come back and we're going to be, you know, we were singing that song, some grand morning, some great morning, someday, whatever the words are, I'm going to fly away, oh glory. We may not be flying, we may be right here when he shows up. Show up now, Lord Jesus. Are you ready? I'm inviting him to show up tonight. How many of us are ready? Because he will come. He'll come again. Write it all down. Brothers and sisters, Christ will return. And while we are waiting for Christ to return, because we don't know when, while we are waiting, there are certain things we have to do. Now, I just want to let you know tonight, since this is New Year's, and we're going to go into the new year, and it's 2017 by God's grace. We're all going to see it tomorrow. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's the first thing you need to do tonight. I don't know everybody here, and the word is for me, and the word is for everybody. Right? I believe sometimes there are pastors who have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They're just doing pastoring as a duty, as a career move. Right? So number one, first, we must accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. While we're waiting, Scripture says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. Simple, isn't it? Simple. We don't have to be confused. We have to accept him, declare him. Says, yes, I believe he's my Lord and Savior. God raised him from the dead. He reigns supreme. He lives in me. And then you shall be saved. First order of business. That's part of getting ready, young folks. All of us, old folks like me and the young people, we all have to accept him as our Savior. Number two, then we have a responsibility to live our lives in a way that is pleasing to the Lord. After we accept him, number two, we have to live a way that is pleasing to the Lord. Do you know what that means? I'm going to bring it home. I only have another point, one more point. Romans tells us again, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. You know, I know we live in a world where we want to do everything now. Do you know we want to do everything? Everything with our bodies. Do whatever we want to do. But Paul tells us, after we accept Christ, it is not done. John Wesley reminds us that we have to what? This house, this body has to become a home. Right? First he says, when you're outside of faith, you haven't accepted Christ, you're on the porch. Then when you step in, when you accept him, you're in the house. But the house has to become a what? A home. You make the house a home because what? Because you become a living sacrifice. Your body, that means you have to give up some stuff. Holy and pleasing to God, that is your true and proper worship. And he reminds us, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world. So sisters and brothers, if I or any of you have been conforming to the pattern of this world as Christians, 2017 is the time to change. Are you with me? Say amen. Amen. We don't like it, but it's the word of God. It's true. 2017, he has given us an opportunity to change. Can I share something with you quickly? A woman I know, she was in the immigration ministry, a Chinese lady. And 2 weeks ago, we heard that she was having back pains. Obviously, she was having it before that. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks, she has worked hard, loved her church, sang in the choir. She goes to the Chinese United Methodist Church. And I was on the phone with her, worked in the immigration ministry diligently. She and her family had come as immigrants many years, and she did very well in this country. And then she went to the hospital. 3 days later, she was gone home to be me with Jesus. 57 years old. Could have been any of us. I went to her funeral last night. Looked at her in that coffin and think, Lord, it could have been me. If I haven't cleaned up my stuff, I need to clean it up. Right? That's what he's reminding us here. That's what these services at this time of night is for. He says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and perfect will. It's a reminder for me. When she was lying there and I looked at her, it's a reminder for me to check myself. Check what I'm doing. I'm not exempt because I'm wearing this thing and this stole. Not exempt before God. She never saw 2017. I spoke to her 2 days before she went. 2 weeks. It's the same thing for us, church. New Year's reminds us of that. That God could call us at any time. That life is a gift from God. That every day we get up, it's a gift from God. The breath we take when we get up and we go, it's a gift from God. Gift. And so we need to check ourselves. And the last point, that's from the gospel story. Once we have accepted Christ, number one, when we're trying to live holy, Jesus, what does Paul says? Be holy as I am holy. Be holy. Clean stuff up. Don't pretend we're Christian, because you know what? We can't fool God. He wanted me to share that word with you all tonight, and for me, we can't fool God. I always say if I'm doing something bad, I says, since God is going to know, I could fool this gentleman, but I can't fool God, because God is going to know. And who's going to judge me at the end? God is. All right? No matter what I tell people, God is. And then he says, after you have accepted him and you're trying to live, remember now, since we're here tonight under the sound of my voice, since we're all here together, we have an opportunity to clean up some stuff that we didn't clean up last year. Is that an amen? Because we are still alive. We could clean up some stuff. It's like spring cleaning. Glory to God. We could clean up some stuff. Some little corners, right? For this year. And then the last thing he says in that text, we must serve God. He says we must serve God. When Jesus welcomed them, what did he say? To be a Christian and not to serve God is sinful. Faith without works is dead. Our religion, our following of Christ is not about us feeling happy all the time. It's not about coming to church and feeling happy. It's about finding something to do in the world or in the church to serve God. Jesus says, I'm welcoming you. Come on in. And he says, why do you want me to come on in? He says, because I was hungry and you fed me. I was hungry and you fed me, right? I was without clothes. He says, I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was homeless and you gave me a room. I was shivering and you gave me clothes. I was sick and you stopped to visit. I was in prison and you came to me. And then the sheep, remember, what was Jesus doing? He was separating the sheep from the goat. You know he's going to be doing that, you know. And I want to be a sheep. Does everybody here want to be a sheep? Right? Aren't we sheep? We want to be sheep. That's why we're here tonight, isn't it? There's nobody here that is a goat. And if you're on the goat side, you don't have to tell anybody. If you think you're on the goat side, just ask God to forgive you. He'll shift you over. He's just moving us around. I think there were times I probably was hanging a little bit too much when I was in the world on the goat side. And then he kind of pulled me over and put me on the sheep side. I know there are people who are Christians from the day they were born. So was I. But every now and then you could have one foot as a goat and the other foot as a sheep. Do you know that happens? Have you ever seen that? One foot in the church and one foot out of the church. But guess what? We're alive tonight and we could what? Put both foot in the church and serve him. Find something to do in your church. If you're in a local church or you're a human being in this world, you must serve the Lord. Find something to do to serve God. It is not just about you and your desires. If you haven't done it before, you do it in 2017. It's not just about going to school, trying to look for a job. None of those are the criteria. It's about carving out a little bit of time to serve God. So friends, tonight, we who are here have an opportunity to serve God. That's why, as Pastor Kim says, Reverend Kim says, we can be happy. There's a time to be happy. And we can be happy. Why? Because we have an opportunity to change. You see, we can be happy. That's what the writer of Ecclesiastes is telling us. There's a time to hang out and there's a time not to. I mean, he didn't say that, that's in my words, but you know what I'm saying. There's a time to do, there's a time to be born, there's a time to die. There's a time to do all of this, but the only way we're going to be happy and find happiness is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And there's a time to be happy, and we have got the time because God has blessed us. Amen. So don't be downtrodden. Don't feel beat up. Every now and then you got to get a word to shake you up. If the Lord is shaking me up, he's shaking up you too. I'm not in it by myself. Because we have the opportunity to be happy when we serve Jesus Christ. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Thank God for our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Thank God for our risen Savior.
Amen.
Amen.